for the pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff between your Queens Gaels and the Waterloo Warriors. Can Waterloo spoil the party and record their program's first win ever over the Gaels? Or will Queens ring in homecoming in style with a massive victory in front of their steadfast supporters? There's only one way to find out, and if you can't be there live, hear it all on CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca.
The program.
Just what it is she does, but it can't be hard for her to get a buzz. Down in the street below, his drunken arcane disdain. I know what's on your mind, my boy, because I can see as the people around you hear you crying, please. As the people around you hear you crying, as the people around you hear you crying, please. As the people around you hear you crying, please.
Welcome back. This is 101.9 CFNC. I'm your host, Nate, and that was Vertigo by the Libertines, followed by Fireless Highway by the Japandroids. Today's going to be a kind of garage rock episode, and I'm going to have my first interview with St. Catharines-based band Days on Parade later in this episode. So stay tuned. I'm going to play a PSA, and then I'm going to go into Undua by Geese, followed by Motorcycle Boy, Fontaines, D.C. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Skylar. Do you like music that sounds like this? Or maybe you prefer something like this? Well, come join me every Wednesday at 6 p.m., where one week I play folk, acoustic, and singer-songwriter, and the next I play hyperpop, electronic, and dance pop. The most indecisive show on the air, the intersection of folk and hyperpop, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. on CFRC 101.9.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Alcohol can lead to both short and serious long-term health risks. Learn more about risks to your health and safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
And they were all war.
Welcome back, 101.9. I'm going to cut to an interview I did with the band Days on Parade. Now, just a heads up, this interview was done previous to me having studio access, so the audio quality will be a little bit rough. That being said, hope you guys enjoy. Hey, welcome back, 101.9. You're listening to the program. I'm your host, Nate, and I'm here with Days on Parade. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Riss. I'm the lead singer of Days on Parade.
Hi, I'm Frankie. I play guitar.
I'm Kieran. I play bass and also do a few backing vocals as well.
Hello, Nate. I'm Lucas, and I play the drums.
All right. Well, thanks for coming, guys. I've been listening to stuff for, I've been listening to stuff for a while, and I've loved the stuff you guys have been putting out. Your album last year, I checked it out, really good tracks on it. And I just wanted to ask you guys a few questions today, if that's all right.
Sounds good.
All right, so I'm just going to get the sucky one out of the way first. I'm just curious, with a band from St. Catharines going all over Ontario and a bit of Canada, what's your least favorite thing about touring?
Each other.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I think the least favorite thing for me specifically is gross sleeping spots. So when we would pull up to like a motel or something, it would just be rancid. That was not fun. Also, I miss my cats when I'm on tour.
Well, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, all the spots you guys would just have to try to find every night to crash out at.
Yeah, it can be brutal, but it can be really fun, too.
I still don't think we've slept in, like, a car or a van yet, which I'm really waiting on, because I feel like then we'll really be tested in terms of this touring thing.
Yeah, yeah, and then maybe get a little van life in spite of it.
Yeah, sure, we did caravan life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what we took the two last summer. Not the one that just passed, but summer 2023, we had Lucas's caravan that didn't have AC, and we brought it up to the East Coast, and it like, honestly, trusty dusty caravan, but wow, it was, van life is really glorified on Instagram, I think. It's not that nice in person.
But no, we're not. Granted, it's not like we, like, tricked out our van with, like, a bed frame or some cool curtains, or it was just a Dodge Caravan. Like, it was just stock, and it was filled with, like, food and gear and stuff. So, like, one position you could be in for the entire, you know, 5-6 hour drive that we had each day.
I think it's cozy being surrounded by your snacks.
And no leg room. It's really cozy when you have your legs pressed up to your chest the entire time.
It feels really good when you've had your knees in the perfect right angle.
Yeah. You guys had it easy. You had to sit.
I drove everywhere.
Yeah. You wouldn't let anyone drive.
I drove occasionally.
No, you would not let anyone drive. Woe is me.
So is it safe to say that your least favorite thing about tour is driving?
You like driving.
I do like driving. It's the commuting aspect is arduous, but it's nice. Like especially the first time when we went through rural areas, and when you started to get into, like, I just got off of work, so I'm blanking. My brain isn't working. But yeah, the scenery is nice. Being trapped in a box for 8 hours maximum is
no. Even the one day, I feel like we drove 9 hours. Remember from coming back on the way home,
that was
the drive, and it was like 9 hours and 7 hours. And
then wow.
Yeah, we went straight through.
It was like, yeah.
But yeah,
it's so fun being a musician and living in Canada.
I was thinking you're so far away out here.
Yeah. Yeah, shows will be a couple hours upon. Yeah, that sounds like a blast.
I'd say one of the worst things about touring, though, for myself, is not even necessarily the drive or, like, not showering or, like, all fudge. It's a given. The thing that I feel like people don't understand is, like, the waiting around once you get to a venue.
Yeah.
That's fudge. That drives me
That's the stuff that sucks.
I like that because it's like you have nowhere else to be and you can relax.
I disagree. No, I don't like waiting at venues.
I didn't mean it.
Tennis was hard, but that was fun.
Yeah. Arcades and pierogies.
Yeah. Half price for
shout out House of Tark. Ottawa.
Didn't mean to cause any fights then.
No, 70% off. That's what
it was. All right. Anyway. Yeah, my bad. And then, yeah, I was just wondering, what's a album, a couple albums that all of you guys, like, take influence and inspire you guys as a band?
Kieran, I feel like I could name yours.
Everyone can name it. I talk about my bands all the time. I'm pretty sure in, like, almost every interview we've done, which is to say that, like, this is how much I love them. I can't stop talking about them. In terms of my influences, there are, like, four big ones. Muse, Arctic Monkeys, Slipknot, and the Psychedelic Porn Crumpet.
Yeah, PPC.
Yeah! Means something very different in Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
Super sick bands. I started listening to them in 2018. I listened to Cornflake, thought it was all right, and then listened to Cubensis Lenses, and it blew my mind and very quickly became my, like, top five songs of all time.
Mm.
And so since then, I feel like I've always channeled a little bit of them. Honestly, sometimes it's, like, a struggle to, like, not play that style sometimes. Like, the band is has noted that there's a particular rhythm that I go to that I love that I can't help but, like, do whenever I'm writing a song. And so, yeah, that sometimes I gotta, like, tell myself not to do that rhythm.
Don't rewrite the Psychedelic Porn Crumpet.
Don't write Cubensis Lenses.
No, I gotta say that the debut they have is one of my twins. Like, I think it's in his top 10 all time.
Dude, it's. I don't want to just start gushing about it, but it is so fantastic. That album, I think every song has the potential to be its own single. So
oh yeah,
I completely understand. But for anyone listening, their entire discography is fantastic. So if you wanted some, like, really fun, also heavy, also spacey, psychedelic riff rock to get into,
like, rip your face off. I mean,
a,
like,
warm river.
And the German balance. I feel like, no, but they also, like, it's dramatic rip your face off. It's not, like,
yeah,
heavy rip your face off. It's,
yeah,
like, all-encompassing. You're like, this is so insane.
Yeah, Hymn for a Droid is such a dramatic song. It makes me think of, like a cowboy riding through the West or
a
something.
A bad cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me, I love the album 9 by Pond. That is a huge, huge influence to me. I love their writing. Like, specifically, their lyricism is really, really good and really out there. They write, like, there's this one song called Take Me Avalon, I'm Young, and it's just a nonsense song, but it's so well written that it was actually my inspo for a song that people are going to hear next, by a blonde friend named Ballot, wrote that with that song in mind. Just trying to write, like, nonsense lyrics with, you know, that like, they actually are, like, poetic in some kind of sense, that it's really cool way to write, and that's what I've been trying to emulate. But yeah, that album specifically is beautiful and perfect to me, and, like, I wish I could have made that album.
All right.
Riss and I are also huge fans of King Gizzard, as you know, because I met you at that show.
Yeah, great show.
But I think, like, for me, like, as a guitarist, like, so much influence came from discovering them and listening to a lot of their music in their kind of era where they were starting to branch away from garage rock and get a little bit psychier. So, you know, I really do like their, like, debut, like 12 Bar Bruise, but I also I find a lot of inspiration in Your Mind Fuzz.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Fair.
One that I really like too, one of the new ones, Butterfly 3000, they just go in a completely different direction with that album.
I love the synth pop vibes.
Yeah, King Gizzard fan base is so, like, whenever people are like, I don't like Butterfly 3000, I'm like, Big fan. They're such a good album that I'm like, no, you're only in it for the metal. You don't get
it's
it.
It's so artistic and polished, and they took a lot of, like, kind of new risks on that album that I think paid off.
So good. Shanghai just, like, has me in a chokehold.
Catching smoke.
Like, since I heard it. So good. Yeah.
All right, well, you guys know what to check out after you check out Days on Parade. And just the last question I have is, what's your most memorable, like, stage moment? Like, a moment when you guys were performing that you guys just kind of locked in and something crazy in the crowd happened?
I liked when we played a local festival called Vertigo. That was last March. And the stage had these massive, platforms with this kind of piping around it, like where somebody would go up and like dance, and it was on the left and right side.
And boy, did we.
like a couple times without even looking at each other, like at the right times during songs, Kieran and I would kind of both take like stage left and stage right, and like, you know, like headbang in unison up on the platforms. And I looked over and realized he was doing it too, and I was like, oh,
we did it. This one independent music blog, shout out Fan Behavior blog, they wrote about us afterwards, and I remember them saying, boy, did they make use of those platforms on the
how are you not supposed to stand up on those?
Yeah. And they said it great. They said it in like a complimentary way, though. Like, it was a really interesting show. Like, it was really fun to watch. And yeah, but we were up there, that's for sure.
I didn't know we were gonna be there. We showed up and I was like, ah, sick, let's just
I absolutely adore, like, every time our dear bass player Kieran just like gets into the crowd mid song and just like plays with them.
Yeah, I think my moment that, like, you know, my most special moment was when we played with DC Death Raids or Aussie band. And Kieran, he's listened to them since high school, and seeing Kieran play a show opening for them was, like, so special. So it was kind of, like, just, like, a, like, oh, my God, we almost opened for Levitation Room, and I love Levitation Room, and it was just, like, such a near miss that we didn't open for them, and that was, like, my closest thing that would have been, like, my kind of moment of, like, oh, my God, like, this is crazy. But I got to see Kieran have his moment, and that was really sweet.
I'm gonna really quickly take a detour and just gush about DZ Death Race, because those guys are so awesome. They, on top of playing a show with us, they let me come up on stage for one of my favorite songs. They gave me a free beer. They bought me a shot. They gave me a free shirt and just, like, hung out with me afterwards. Oh, wow. Stand-up dudes. On top of Psychedelic Pouring Crumpets, listen to DZ Death Race. Back on track here. I have so many memories from playing live, but just to go off of what Frankie said, I think one of my favorite moments in doing that was probably when we played St. John last year on tour. I don't know what possessed me, but, like, I saw a few people moshing, and that kind of, like, fired me up, and then things started to slow down, and I didn't get like mad, but I was like, where's the energy going? What are we doing? So, like, that was one time where I went into the crowd and, like, actually was like, I'm pretty sure I, like, kicked somebody. Like, I think I pushed them with my foot. It felt really cool, but I think the one that, like, I look back on and makes me smile was when we played a set with Yura in the warehouse in St. Catharines, and we were debuting a lot of new material. And one song that is coming out soon, at the very, very end, it kind of turns into a big rock and roll ending type thing. Ooh. And there's, like, a little, like, break where the guitar repeats a lick. And everyone comes in after a couple, you know, bars of that. And I remember we were playing that. And every time that happens, I just feel like, oh, my God. I feel like putting a hole through my chest with my head. I want to headbang so hard. And so when we got to that part, I remember looking over at Riz and Frankie. And it's one of the only times where you have just, like, you've just given it and, like, actually, like, headband too. And it made me giddy. talking about Riz, by the way, for those who are not here, which is everybody. That's one moment that made me giddy. But honestly, dude, there's so many. I kind of cheated and give two. But how about you, Lucas?
I wasn't prepared. I can't. I sit behind the kit and I don't zone out, but I lock it.
Mm. So I don't think drummers know what's going on.
What the fuck? but there's truth to that. I keep I'm the backbone, right?
Yeah.
I gotta keep it locked in.
We see nothing without it.
You
gotta look at that snare and hit it.
I have a responsibility to keep the tempo.
I can't afford to have fun.
I wore GoPros for we just did it to mess around. We ended up putting it in a music video, and I like that though. I like wearing the GoPros. I like to do something. I think there's plans to do more things with GoPros.
I hope so.
I want to sweat on more GoPros.
Yeah.
It was made for, like, a killer lyric video, so.
Yeah. Everybody go check that out. All right, well, everybody.
Yeah.
That was Days on Parade. Thanks for having me, you guys. Thanks for this interview, this opportunity.
It's our show now.
All right, well, everybody.
I definitely appreciate it, though.
Hey, thanks. And everybody, make sure to watch the music video from Bad Cowboy that just came out. And check out the new song, My Blonde Friend Named Alice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, going to play that new one up real quick. So everybody stay tuned. Just going to cut to an ad break.
Did you know that CFRC 101.9 FM also has social media? Check us out on Twitter at CFRC for the latest program and news updates.
Welcome back, 101.9. That was Days on Parade with the new song, My Blonde Friend Named Alice. Hope you guys like the interview, because I will be doing a few more in the future. But yeah, those guys are great people, great band, so check out their stuff. Coming up next for the last song before I sign off is a song that we got to see together by the band King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. It's the song Hyperattention, and my twin said that this is the best performance of the song that he's seen them do, and he's a big Gizhead, so he's seen a lot of shows, listens to a lot of the bootlegged live shows on Apple Music. But yeah, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next week.
Come on, man. Oh, there we fucking go, mate. Bit of latency there, no?
Thank you. Hello, Kingston.
I'm Ty.
And I'm Shanae.
Welcome to B-Sides, your new favorite CFRC program.
We'll be playing you a variety of less-known tracks from artists you've heard of and artists you haven't every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
Hi. We are back, and Sinead is sick.
Yes. Unfortunately, we've had a few rerun episodes because I've been sick and dying.
Whoa.
But, well, that was crazy. Harmony. But yeah.
We didn't script that, guys.
Yeah.
But that's how in tune we are. Yeah.
But I powered through for today,